Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu. In this week's episode, we speak to Ajax Cape Town youth coach and former Bafana Bafana striker, Coach Duncan Crowe.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. We have Duncan Crowe, former Bafana Bafana striker, former Santos striker, and one of the coaches for Ajax's youth development structures. Coach, how are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much, man. It's a great pleasure to speak to you. Your team did really well. They travel overseas to Holland, and they did really well. They beating along the way, beating Manchester United, beating Real Madrid. You will share with our viewers, our listeners, what was that all about? What was the tournament about? Just give us a brief background as to what happened through your trip, and how were you successful in that trip?
Yes, we took 18 under 19 players to Holland for 16 days, where we played in two tournaments. The first tournament was in Tabor, and the second tournament was in Eichert. Quality tournaments, I think, if you look at the names of the teams that played in the tournament, in our first game of the first tournament, we played against Manchester United. And we know Manchester United is one of the biggest clubs in the world. And if you look at certain players that played, the players had to remind me that Angel Gomez is playing in the team. And we know he came on for Wayne Rooney in one of the EPL games. So it's quality teams and quality players that came. Yes, we beat them in our first game. We beat them 2-0. But the most important thing of all the tournaments, though, is the development part. What we get from winning those games and what we get from playing against these opponents. That is the important thing. We went through the tournament, the group stages. We had four teams in our group. We played against the Brazilian Flamengo as well. We beat them 3-1 to advance to the semi-finals. We came up against a Dutch team. We beat them as well. And then, of course, we got to the final against Atletico Mineiro. Atletico Mineiro has been playing in this tournament apparently for quite some time, and they're the holders of the tournament. And unfortunately, we lost against them. We lost 2-1 against them. But the first tournament, absolutely fantastic experience for the boys. Absolutely fantastic experience for the coaching staff as well, because we need to learn from these experiences, and that is why the club sent us overseas. Yes, we did well in reaching the final, but even more so is what we do with that experience when we come back.
And obviously, as an observer, as an experienced footballer yourself, and as an experienced youth development coach yourself, what did you make of where the boys are, the South African boys are, in comparison to the Dutch boys, in comparison to the South Americans that you lost to in the final? Where do you think the differences were when you look at it from an instinctive point of view?
I've always said that we in South Africa, we've got skills that can match anybody in the world. But the most important thing is we need the tactical awareness, and we need to be tactically much better than we are at the moment. And I think the reason for us not being that tactically good because we don't get tested on a regular basis. That is why I say we need to play strength versus strength on a regular basis at club level. Because if we come back home, most of our games we win by high scores, and we don't really get tested. If we get tested by stronger teams or teams equally strong as us, then that is where the tactical awareness and the tactical strength will come in. They were better organized. Some of the teams that we played against were better organized, but we got used to it so quickly, and we spotted it so quickly, and we spotted immediately what we needed to do in those situations. And that is why I say from the very first game when we beat Manchester United, our players grew, and we just continued in the second tournament where we left off in the first tournament. So the learning experience was then how long that learning experience will stay with us, that's entirely up to us as coaches to make sure that they do the right thing all the time.
And certainly it showed, because you had the player of the tournament was your player, Leo Tetani, and he then signed I believe for the senior team as well immediately after that. So it was a tournament that reaped great rewards for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. I've mentioned Angel Gomez that played for Manchester United, that played in the EPL. And one of our players managed to win player of the tournament. as well as highest goal scorer of the tournament, outshining most of those glamorous players from Europe. And yes, we had our first team coach, Stanley Menzo, there as well to come and have a look at our 19-year-olds. And there are quite a few of them that put their hands up and say, listen, I hold it. I am good enough for our first team, or I'm good enough to stay in Europe, because the scouts were all over our players wanting them to stay in Holland. That was our first tournament. The second tournament was a week later. It was a bigger tournament, bigger in the sense of more teams playing. And here we had teams like Real Madrid playing in this tournament. Benfica also played in this tournament. AZ Alkmaar played in this tournament. Quality teams played in this tournament. We lost out in the semi-finals to the team that we beat earlier in the tournament, Vitesse. We beat them earlier in 2-0 in the tournament, and they went on to win the tournament. We then eventually went into a playoff competition where we played against Real Madrid, and we beat Real Madrid 2-0 as well. So that is also a good sign. And what I must compliment the players about is that I could see them grow from one tournament into the second tournament. If I looked at the way they played during the first tournament, that is where they started in the second tournament. And that is a big plus for Atadanga.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about you and your role as a coach, and also amongst yourselves as coaches in the youth structures of Ajax Cape Town, in the youth structures of any team. What would you say is the barometer for your performances? Would you rate your success based on the amount of kids that you manage to feed through? What happens when you don't feed them through? What happens when they don't become successful as first team players for Ajax?
Of course, we would like everybody to make it, everybody to play in the first team, but we know that's not possible. The most important thing that we've got to do, we've got to gauge the players throughout, not only from 17 years old upwards. We've got to look at the development from a very early age and see how they develop and how quickly they develop. Their growth spurts also needs to be taken into consideration. And for us, it's very important also to recognize the players that we think is going to make it, and then push them even further. And not only concentrate on the players lower down the scale, but to concentrate on all the players to make sure that they reach their capacity. That is the important thing. If we can, let's say we develop players, say 3 players for the first team every year, then at least I will say that we are success. And at Ajax, as you know, we've been doing that on a regular basis. So it's important for us to be under certain kind of pressure to ensure that players develop for our first team.
Mm. And there can be some cynicism about the success at junior level, in that it comes across as artificial success because you win trophies at junior level, but it cannot be replicated by success at senior level. Talk to me about that, that you would be successful as a club at junior level, but Ajax will be 10th place as a senior team, and they're using mostly boys that were playing in their junior structures. Talk to me about the fact that people perceive it as artificial success. What would you say to that?
No, I won't say that. If you look at Ajax youth, and you look at how many of those youth players are currently in the first team, then you will say it's a success. Yes, you are talking about that youth translating into trophies and being successful in the PSL. If you look at any club or many clubs in South Africa in the PSL, and you look at the composition of their teams, then almost in every team you will get one or two or even more players of Ajax playing for them. As you know, Ajax don't really keep their players for long. Ajax prefer letting the players move on. So if you look at that situation, you will see that it's still a success, not only because the first team hasn't won a league trophy never won a league trophy. And I don't think you can take that into consideration by saying that it's not a success. If you look at all over the PSL, you will see that every team, including Sundowns, the African champions, you will see them having Ajax players in their squads. Even the last game that Bafana played now against Nigeria, the captain of that team was a former Ajax player.
That's a very good point.
So if you take that into consideration, where the players eventually end up, it doesn't mean Ajax keep the players all the time. Maybe that's not the philosophy. That's not my that That's not my portfolio. But as you've noticed, that they sell their players off.
Mm. And before we move on to the national team, because I want to get your thoughts on the junior national teams. But quickly before that, with your observation, and I touched on this initially, your observation of Real Madrid, Manchester United, Vitesse, AZ Alkmaar, where do you think we rate in, you said that we are extremely talented, but where do you think we rate in the context of the world, and where do you think we lag then? Why is it that our success or Ajax's success in that tournament did not translate into success at the World Cup? Where do you think we are in the world football at the moment?
These type of tournaments that we played now, we need more of those tournaments in South Africa. Our South African players need to compete more in these kind of tournaments. Like I've mentioned earlier on already, if you play strength versus strength, the player can only develop. But if you play mediocre, no disrespect to any team, but if you play a team that you beat 5-6-0 every week, what do you really learn from that? What do you take back to your training ground, even for the technical staff to work on? But if you've got competition like we did, or like we had in those tournaments, you are bound to grow if you're a talented player. That is why I always say I'm involved with the Indian Knockout Challenge, the under-17 Indian Knockout Challenge. And I always say that we need more of those tournaments in South Africa where we can test our skills, and also for the coaches to see where the shortcomings are. Not only the players, but the coaches as well must then be able to judge and say, listen, yeah, I'm coming short as far as this part of my game is concerned. And relate that to the players as well. You must also be able to judge where your players are falling short. But if you beat the teams on a regular basis with high scores, you're not going to learn much. That's why I reiterate, strength versus strength is what we need in our country. That is why our interprovincial tournaments need to be strength versus strength as well, which is not at this stage.
Yes, talk to us about a holistic approach to development football. Do you think that we would ever get to a point in South Africa where Ajax Cape Town, SuperSport United, Kaizer Chiefs have the same way of developing players, where they play the same formation as when you look at the World Cup? You could tell that the Italians are always great in defense. They always have maintained the same structure from under 17, 19 to senior team. Do you think that we would be able to achieve that? Are we trying to even bother achieving that?
Man, that is very important. There are quite a few countries in the soccer playing world that has that philosophy, where the top structure says this is the philosophy, this is how we're going to play, and this is what you're going to do in the youth structures. And eventually, the success you will see in the senior in the national teams, and also in the teams that play in European competitions. If you look at the All Blacks, that's most probably the best,
the best example. Yeah.
They've got the same structure as our soccer, as certain soccer nations. Every union must coach their players in a certain way. The top players in each region will get together as a, if you want to call it a board team or LFA team or a regional team, where they get coached in the same way in the different regions. And eventually from those regional teams, the national team gets selected. Now, I think we must adopt that kind of structure. Not only certain teams doing their own thing in the certain regions, and then when they get to national level, they've got to undo what they had at the club, because there's another structure, another philosophy that our national team takes.
Mm. And what did you make of the performance of the under-20 side in the World Cup? We know that they played and they lost out to the group in the group stages. What did you make of that? Do you think that, when judging the young kids that you work with, do you think that the talent that represented us in Korea was a fair reflection of the talent that we have in the country? Should they have done more?
I think we can do better as far as getting better players for our national teams. I'm not showing any disrespect to anybody, but I travel the country a lot with certain tournaments, the international tournament, and I've seen better players. We had quality players in that team. There's no two ways about it. But I think here and there, we've got better players in better positions. I'm not going to be unfair by judging the whole tournament because I only saw the first game. The other two games, I was out of the country. And unfortunately, we couldn't. I knew the score, but I didn't see the games. And I'm not going to make a whole holistic judgment on our under 20 World Cup, on our under 20 World Cup team. But I know we can do much better in preparing our teams for tournaments like this. We can do much better in selecting our teams. And that is where SAFA needs to be very strict on the regions, on the LFAs, where the best players are put on show. If you look at the interprovincial tournaments, I don't think many players get selected from those tournaments. Yes, teams get selected, but not many of them make it through to the national teams. Why? Most probably because the best players never turn up at these interprovincial tournaments.
Mm. And for you, if you were the coach, how would you deal with the fact that the coach only had minimal time to prepare the team? The coach only had had a problem with the lack of release of certain players from certain teams. How would you have dealt with that?
It's a very difficult situation because our professional soccer is a big business. And I know the situation at the Wits University where they played in a game that they had to win. They did not release their players immediately. But the most important thing is not only for that period leading up, to the tournament. This needs to be done well in advance because we knew for a very long time that we're in the World Cup.
Exactly.
And we don't only have to prepare our team a month before the time. We must do this well in advance. As soon as we qualified, we had to have camps where the players got together, get to know each other, look at the strengths, look at the weaknesses, and see how we can build this team for the tournament.
That's Ajax Cape Town youth coach Duncan Crowe. Coach, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate you spending your time with us. My name is Ngululeko Nkeu, and this is the Sokola Duma Big Interview. See you once more in the next episode of Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.